We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I know myself, I looked up to this man, what he did for the American League when he came from the National League. And he brought that insanity. He brought something to the American League. That, you know, more than greatness, he brought that. He came to, every day I see one other ball player might have that in his eyes was Kirk Gibson. He come there, he look at you, help you, how you doing? But in his eyes, he said, come here and beat you. And he taught a lot of guys around him how to leave everything at the empty tank at the ball field, you know, what the W's all about. And I think that would set the standard for Baltimore for the next 12, 15 years, how the guys want to go sign with Baltimore and play with. But I know it was tremendous help for Brooks and Boo Powell. It took their game to another level. But just knowing what he done out at young baseball and being the first black man, and then what he working in the commission office. But I like what he did after the first time around as a man. He kind of caught a rough time, but the second time he was a lot better man. But he was a good for baseball. And I think the legacy of Frank the Icon, what it meant, not more than just a Hall of Fame as a human being and a person, and all we be here.
That's kind of where I wanted to lead you to, because, I mean, when you talk about it, first black head coach, Major League Baseball, a guy that won, the only guy that's won MVP awards in both the National and American League,
exactly,
really transcended the sport. Do you think we'll ever see another guy like him?
Well, I know we got a long ways to go yet in sports, and but it's some guys out there, some young guys come. I tell you, a guy that one of my favorites that might end up like him, that I thought he was in, it was Curtis Granderson. I think he got hurt later in his career, kind of cut him off. But he brought that intention to the game when he come out on the field. He come to beat you, play your life. He hug you, laugh, how you doing and all that. But in his eyes, he said, I'm here to beat you too. And like I said, you don't find too many people like that. Kurt Gibson, about the only one in my career, my time, that when you come there, if you lazy, you don't want to be on the same team with Kurt guys like that. But that's what Frank did. And I know when he came to the American League, remember the ABA and the NBA basketball, how they merged and basketball I think that's what Frank did for the American League. American League was very conservative, but he brought that loose and that the intention, that ball player on it, taking guys out at second base. When you slide into second, you'd be out on the grass with him, you know, and stuff like that. He brought that intention to the game that you hardly ever see. But I think I know it helped me watch him across where he played against him. I know it helped a lot of other young guys watching him. And I think it's kind of helped him take them to another level. What the game is all about is that W.
No, just kind of quick final thought about Robinson. Okay. What do you think he'll be most remembered for? What he did on the field, what he did off the field, or do you really think it's just a combination of both because of the kind of character he had?
I think it's a combination of both. I learned one thing years ago, he's a true professional. You got to learn how to live it on and off the field, and he did. And he had some little bumps in the road, but I think it made a better man and better person out of it. And later in the career, I spent a lot of time with Frank. And after retirement and doing my last few years I played, and he was a good human being. And he had a good passion for the game. And he more concerned what's behind him. And I think in his heart and soul, I believe he said, there don't be some more black men than there was came after him. You know, we have some more. But I think he set the standard when he came the first one. And I think he gave to him. I thought he caught him off guard at the time, but he went and did a pretty good job at the beginning. Got rough edging, but he learned from that. And they came back as a manager, handling the game like he should as a manager. But as a ball player, that you want to pick a guy out of there, go build a team around, you can't go wrong by getting a man like Frank. You can build an empire around him as a game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.